This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Marco Polo by Bob James christens tonight's exploration.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. That was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass covering The Wailing of the Willow by Harry Nilsson. And that cover finally saw the light of day on Lost Treasures, Rare and Unreleased, released in 2005 and re-released in 2021. The songs therein were recorded between 1962 and 72, and I assume The Wailing of the Willow was closer to 72. It featured Herb on trumpet, with and without a mute, Julius Wechter on marimba, and John Pisano on guitar. Before that, Bob James with Marco Polo, an original composition on Foxy, i.e., in 1983. Bob was on keyboards, Hugh McCracken, known by some as Human Cracker, on electric guitar, Steve Kahn on acoustic guitar, Marcus Miller on bass, Yogi Horton on drums, and percussion by Doc Gibbs, who sadly passed away 2 weeks ago. Let's stay in 1983 with Earl Klugh, who collaborated with Bob three times, and a cut from his Lowride album, Night Drive, appropriate at this hour. If you're listening in your car, great.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Lextacy, more music, please. That was one of the liners I cut for her back in the day. Earl Klugh is the musician you just heard with Night Drive from Low Ride in 1983. I've never been in a lowrider, but never say never. Night Drive was written by Earl, who played acoustic guitar. Paul Jackson Jr. was on electric guitar, Greg Fillinganes on keyboards, Louis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson on bass, Raymond Pounds pounding the drums, and percussion by Paulinho da Costa. The horns were arranged by David Matthews, not to be confused with Dave Matthews and his band. Bob James returns with his band, Foreplay, as in the number four, because it's a quartet, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hi, this is Tony Chiguardo, the host of the Monday night edition of The Rock Show, 4F, free format for free.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Sure enough, it's the first track on the eponymous first album by the quartet known as Foreplay. Bali, run. Run, Bali, run. Sorry. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The Rippingtons with Indian Summer, another timely title, from Weekend in Monaco in 1992. Do they have Indian summer there? Like most Rippington songs and all the songs on Weekend in Monaco, Indian Summer was written by founding member Russ Freeman, heard on acoustic and electric guitars, plus keyboards. Jeff Koshua was on alto sax and iwi, Kim Stone on bass, Tony Morales on drums, and Steve Reed with percussion. Before that, Foreplay with Bali Run, the first track on their first album, Foreplay, in 1991. Nearly 7,500 miles separate Bali from Monaco. Bali Run was written by half the quartet, because that's what Foreplay is, F-O-U-R play. Bob James heard solo earlier, again on keyboards and also programming, and Lee Ritenour was the second writer on electric guitars and guitar synth. The rest of the original quartet was Nathan East on bass and Harvey Mason on drums, but they weren't alone. Harvey Mason Jr. provided additional programming. Harvey Sr. returns next hour with Chuck Loeb, Foreplay's third guitarist. In the meantime, another quartet, Cedar Walton's Eastern Rebellion with Sixth Avenue.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was Eastern Rebellion with Sixth Avenue from their 1993 release, Simple Pleasure. Band leader Cedar Walton first wrote Sixth Avenue for his 1980 solo album, Soundscapes. Cedar played piano here with Ralph Moore on tenor sax, David Happy Williams on acoustic bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Dan Siegel on piano and keyboards looks ahead to Early Morning next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. At night.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
You always have someone on Saturday night.
Celebrating over two decades here at WCWP.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here is Dan Siegel with a song that currently befits Europe, Early Morning. See, because it's early morning there.
Hi there, Kimo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
This is Big Mike Shimeri laughing and scratching, and that was Chiele Minucci with Sweet on You, the title track to his 2000 solo release, one of nine albums he put out independent of special effects. Sweet on You came out in between Masterpiece and Butterfly. The title track, Sweet on You, was written by Chiele, who played acoustic and electric guitars and keyboards, like Russ Freeman, plus drum programming. Russ didn't do that. Chiele was accompanied by his special effects bandmate, Jerry Brooks, on bass, Barry Danielian on flugelhorn, David Charles on percussion, and vocals by Rosanna Vitro. Before that, Dan Siegel with his composition, Early Morning, from Clairvoyance in 1998. Dan was on piano and keyboards, Alan Hines on electric guitar only, Larry Kimple on bass, and Lil John Roberts on drums. Hour one will end with David Benoit covering Vince Guaraldi, but first, Steve Cole. This is a song he wrote with Dave Hiltebrand, and it's another title track. Spin.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour 1 ended with Vince Guaraldi's composition Pebble Beach, performed by David Benoit on Here's to You, Charlie Brown, 50 Great Years in 2000, celebrating 50 years of the Peanuts comic strip. David was on piano, Christian McBride on acoustic bass, Peter Erskine on drums and percussion, and featured on acoustic guitars, plural, Mark Antoine. Before that, a song with multiple guys on acoustic guitar, Spin by Steve Cole, from Spin in 2005. Spin was written by Steve on tenor sax, lead and backing, acoustic guitar and keyboards, and, there's another writer, Dave Hiltebrand on electric bass. Backing them up, Tim Pierce on acoustic and electric guitars, but not keyboards, like Russ Freeman and Chiele Minucci, Ricky Peterson on Hammond B3 organ, Todd Zuckerman on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. We'll hear Lenny twice more in Hour 2, which begins with Kim Waters, playing saxophones and everything else on Swept Away.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John. That was Bill Heller with Last Train, which you heard rolling to its next destination from Passage in 2021, last month, in fact. Bill wrote Last Train and played piano, keyboards, and percussion programming. Andy Snitzer was featured on tenor sax, Dave Anderson played bass, and Brian Dunn on drums. Before that, Kim Waters played alto sax and everything else on his composition Swept Away from What I Like in 2018, an album that includes a cover of That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. As I said, Kim played alto sax, lead and backing, like Steve Cole was on tenor, and everything else, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. We go back to tenor sax with Huge Groove, who plays lead and backing tenor, like Steve Cole, plus flute and Wurlitzer, but he has six other guys with him on Groove On. McDuff.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. That was Groove On by Huge Groove from Groove On in 2017, the third title track of the night. Specifically, Groove On was released on my birthday, November 17th. I turned 36 that year, and I'll be 40 this year. Huge wrote the title track and played tenor saxophones, flute, and Wurlitzer, plus programming. Tracy Carter was on piano and Rhodes piano, Tim Heintz on Hammond B3 organ like Ricky Peterson, John Jubu Smith on guitars, Cornelius Mims on bass, Dan Needham and Howe on drums, and returning on percussion, Lenny Castro. Chuck Loeb says hello next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
Visit WCWP.org today.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Chuck Loeb leads off this segment with the 2011 version of The Hello, a song he first recorded 20 years earlier.
Hello.
It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Last hour, we had a song from Eastern Rebellion's Simple Pleasure album, and we just heard Simple Pleasures, plural, by Spyro Gyra from Good to Go-Go in 2007. Simple Pleasures was written by Jay Bekenstein, heard on tenor saxophones like Huge Groove and Steve Cole, though I've seen him opt for soprano when playing live. The rest of Spyro Gyra, circa 2007, was Tom Schumann on keyboards, Julio Fernandez on guitars, Scott Ambush on bass, and Bonnie B. Bonaparte on drums and percussion, like Peter Erskine on David Benoit's cover of Vince Guaraldi. Before that, Chuck Loeb, with a gospel version of his composition The Hello, from Plain and Simple in 2011. Chuck first wrote The Hello for his Balance album 20 years earlier, in 1991. This version was a tribute to Japan following that year's earthquake and tsunami. Chuck was on one guitar, Pat Bianchi on organ, I don't know if it was B3, and Harvey Mason on drums. We heard Mace last hour with his quartet Foreplay and a song from 1991. Chuck had joined Foreplay the year before, 2011, in 2010. Also in 2010, Kenny G released his Heart and Soul album, on which we hear Letters from Home, not to be confused with the singular Letter from Home by Pat Metheny Group. Letters from Home, Kenny G.
Hi, it's Jay Marabli. It's Wednesday night and time to relax with Instrumental Invasion on WCWP.
Thanks, Jay. That was Kenny G with Letters from Home, from Heart and Soul in 2010. Kenny played soprano sax on the song, which he wrote with Walter Afanasieff, who was responsible for keyboards and drum programming. Adrian Bradford was also on keyboards, possibly with synth bass, and Kenny's eldest son, Max, was on nylon guitar. The orchestra was arranged and conducted by Jorge Calandrelli. Guitarist Paul Brown digs deep on electric guitar, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like...
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Paul Brown with Deep Into It. FM and WCWP.org. Lisa Hilton with Nightingales and Fairy Tales, together again, from Transparent Sky in 2021, specifically the third of this month, September, a week after Bill Heller released Passage. Like The Hello, Nightingales and Fairy Tales was a trio song with Lisa, the writer, on piano, Luquez Curtis on acoustic bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. Before that, Paul Brown with Deep Into It from Once Upon a Time in 2020, an album where Paul plays songs he wrote for other artists that reached number one on the charts. He wrote Deep Into It with Carl, not Carol, Burnett, and Larry Carlton as the title track to Larry's 2001 release. Larry was Foreplay's second guitarist between Lee Ritenour and Chuck Loeb. Like Larry, Paul played guitar on his version with Rick Braun featured on flugelhorn. The two-man horn section was Lee Thornburg on trumpet and valve trombone, and Greg Vail with 1G, like Phillin Gaines, on saxophones. Greg Karukas with 2Gs was on keyboards and organ, Roberto Valli on electric bass, Gordon Campbell on drums, and percussion a third time by Lenny Castro. The penultimate song of the night is by Pieces of a Dream, A New Day. Another hour and it will be.
this is guitarist Nico Leon. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Nick plays last tonight, but second to last was Pieces of a Dream with A New Day from Just Funkin' Around in 2017, the same year as Huge Groove's Groove On. A New Day was written by George Granville III, heard on keyboards. David Dyson was on bass and Curtis Harmon on drums and percussion, like Peter Erskine and Bonnie B. Or should I say Peter E. and Bonnie B. If I'm to believe the liner notes, David, Curtis, and James Lloyd also played keyboards, but I don't know. I do know Chris Big Dog Davis wrote, produced, arranged, and played nearly everything on Right Around the Corner by Nick Colione from Finger Painting in 2020, and that's singular as opposed to the plural Earl Clue album in 1977. Nick is on guitar, and Chris is on keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Right Around the Corner by Nick Colione takes us out with more music right around the corner on WCWP. So long.